courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios today up at Sista Park High School, talking with their advisor and agriculture teacher, Emily McClure, and Jeff Clifton, who is the other advisor, the co-advisor here for Sista Park FFA member. We also have Josie Newcomb, who is the secretary of the FFA, and Macy Sin, the VP, talking with us here. And of course, Emily, we just talked with you and the massive blue jackets over at Indianapolis. How have you survived that?
I think I have finally recovered from sleep.
Very good. Let's start with you, Macy. Let's talk a little bit about your background in agriculture. Tell us a little bit about you for folks that are listening.
I live out on a farm, and I've showed livestock since fourth grade, but I've been around it my whole life and have helped my siblings. And then I've been involved with FFA since my freshman year, and then I helped my siblings out when they were involved as well.
Do you do 4-H during summer as well?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been doing that?
Ever since I was able to be a clover bud.
Okay, so a while now. Okay, very good. And so now you're a VP here at FFA at the Sista Park. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
It's been fun, as I was a grain handling officer my freshman year. So we didn't do as much as what we did for the chapter, but it's still, you still do stuff, and it was fun. And then my sophomore year, I was our historian, which I did our bulletin board and then helped with the reporter's jobs. And then junior year, I was our reporter. So I just went around, took pictures, made slideshows, made our posts for our Instagram and Facebook. And then this year, I'm my vice president and kind of just do a mixture of anything.
So very, very busy time because you're also part of the volleyball squad, correct?
Yep.
And, of course, we all know how late of a season you had last year. We know that you're anticipating having a late season again this year. How's that been going?
It's been going pretty good. We'll play again on Monday, and then hopefully we can get through that, too, and then we'll be at state. So.
And, of course, the nice thing about state is it's not that far away. It's not that far that you guys have to travel for any of this, right?
Yeah. No.
That's always a good thing. What's that been like? Because I know that not everybody gets that experience either.
It's been really fun, especially with my teammates, because we're all kind of close. We all get along. All of our practices are fun. We always have a lot of energy. Games are fun. Just everything leading up to it is fun. We all get along. So school, you'll see us all talking to each other and everything too.
I know that one of the things that I've talked about with a lot of our FFA members is that balance, trying to strike that balance between schoolwork, between FFA, between sports. Do you have any other clubs or organizations that you're part of away from here as well?
Some people do travel teams for volleyball, softball, basketball, and that, but we all pretty much handle it pretty well. So we get stressed out a little bit, but you can't really tell. Everybody hides it, and everybody gets through it, so.
And you're young, so you have that energy.
Yep.
That's always key to have. What are you looking to do after you get done here at Sista Park? College plans, career plans? Do you have a path lined out for yourself?
I'm not sure on college yet. I have what I'm going to go for, which is elementary education. Other than that, I don't know if I'm going to go for any sports yet or anything, but I've been looking into it. So.
Sounds like you got some options there.
Yep.
Very good. So, Josie, you're the secretary. Let's talk a little bit about your background in FFA and what that's looked like and your background with agriculture.
My background with agriculture started with my dad. He was also in FFA his high school years, and my brother continued that tradition. And I would say I've tried to continue that and really bring the experience onto my sisters. And really this year, I've tried to mostly just support Trent, our president, Macy and Levi, our vice presidents, in any way that I can.
Do you have some past history as an officer, your secretary this year?
Yes, I was a social media coordinator last year, and a little insight to that. Me and my other coordinator, Sophie Dewis, we basically took on Instagram, Facebook, our website, and we posted daily updates on there, whether it's about convention, our fruit sales, or auction. And then this year looks a little bit different as a secretary, writing thank you letters, organizing stuff kind of behind the curtain for my vice presidents and president, and really just making sure I can help out our FFA program in any way.
Very good. And career aspirations, what are you looking to do whenever you get out of school? Is that something that you've ironed out yet, or do you have at least a couple options possibly?
Yes. So I verbally committed to Illinois Wesleyan University athletically and academically. And academically, I'm going to be an elementary education major.
Just like Macy.
Yep.
Very good. CDEs, what do you enjoy as far as CDEs? Is there something you're particularly good at? We'll start with Macy.
I really like livestock judging.
Pretty good at that. Have you excelled?
I haven't judged since, I think it was my sophomore year, maybe beginning of junior year. But just trying to balance out is kind of hard.
But that's an experience I think you'll probably take with you for a little while there.
Yeah, probably.
Very nice. How about you, Josie?
I would definitely have to say ag sales. And for the first time, I'd say in a little bit since the new judging record came out, or ticket, I guess I should say, we're actually going to Lincolnland on Saturday to state.
Oh, very, very good. So there's a potential there you could be going to state in not only volleyball, but in FFA.
Correct.
Oh, gotta love that. Very good. Well, let's slide over here and let's talk with the co-advisor. This is Jeff Clifton. Nice to meet you for the first time here.
Nice to finally meet you in person.
Absolutely. We've talked about all the fun stuff. I think they left you all the hard stuff to talk about. But what I want to do is I want to kind of dig in here and really kind of get to the nuts and bolts of what Sista Park FFA is doing, where the growth is here. I always ask those hard questions of the FFA advisors of what is this group doing to further agriculture, to further ingrain agriculture, either within the community, within the school setting, within their own lives. What do you see that's kind of developing here at Sista Park that is doing that?
Well, I think the thing that we're the most proud of is at the high school level, we're at 86 of the 93 kids in the high school are in the FFA program. 3 years ago, we started to organize to get the junior high program started here in the FFA, and that's when we brought on the co-teacher of Chelsea Samet at first, and then now we have Emily McClure here as our second ag advisor and co-FFA advisor to kind of develop it and just offer the opportunities for the kids, whether it's 6 through 12 of everything that we can involve. In terms of just the aspects of what we have various aspects in the classroom where we've included the ag science, the basic ag industries. We incorporated and absorbed the family consumer science program. So we have the ag food sector now, a lot of the ag mech side of things. And then we also absorb the cooperative education program, which is the work study program, which actually gives the kids the opportunity to go the last 3 hours of the day to actually do work experience around the community at different various businesses.
Well, and that sounds like a very integrated experience. And I think you are able to dive into that a little more in a smaller school, in a smaller setting. But you mentioned 86 out of the 93. First of all, congratulations on the 86, because I mean, that's just a massive amount of folks for any school, let alone a school this size. I have to ask, though, what's going on with the 7?
With the 7, just everybody has their little niche, and the one thing with those 86 is we know everybody's not going to do everything, but if we can find that one thing that maybe sparks an interest or develops some type of leadership skill or just a love for agriculture, we're going to try to do that and meet that any way we can.
We're not railing on the 7 there, by the way. There again, you have to have a cup of tea and you have to have an interest in it. Otherwise, it's going to be all for naught here. And Emily, of course, we talked a little bit over at National FFA Convention, but I don't know that we got much of your background. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got to here.
So I actually grew up in Sista Park, actually Claytonville, because, you know, better sure. town of the school district. But I grew up in Claytonville. My grandparents farmed on my dad's side, and my dad was very active in the FFA alumni at the state and national level. So when I got into high school, I needed to take FFA and ag. My mom taught in the elementary school, so I thought when I graduated from Sista Park as also a vice president, as the jacket's hanging behind me, I thought that I was going to be an elementary teacher also. And according to some of the ag teachers that I student taught with, etc., they knew that I was going to be an ag teacher. In fact, the high school math teacher here at the time, Jane Meyer, said, "You're going to be an ag teacher. You're not going to be in elementary education." Turns out she was right, and she was actually very proud the other day to say, "Welcome back to the school and the building as a teacher, not as a student." I spent 1 year up north in Orangeville because there was an ag ed shortage that year, and that was the only option I had when I graduated. And then I came back to Hoopston, and then I met my husband, who lived in Mahomet. So then I moved to Mahomet and taught at Fisher. And then my husband had a garage door business, which he sold. And now he's working for my dad at Knapp & Steiner Hardware. And so we came back to Sista when this opening happened.
Sounds well-traveled. And I don't know that there's many people that have that well-traveled experience as far as being a teacher, but the nice thing about being in education is you know that there's always opportunities out there. It's just about finding that right one.
And actually, over the summer, Mr. Clifton and I, when we knew I was coming back home, we both were on the same committee to interview the top ag teacher in the state. And of the 5 candidates, 3 of them talked about how they came back home and how nice it was to come teach back at home. And so then Mr. Clifton hit me and said, "Told you we were right in what we were doing at the time."
So tell us a little bit about how this experience maybe differs from some of your other FFA experiences here, because you've seen schools that probably are maybe a little rough and tumble, and Fisher kind of has its own unique thing. Yep. So now you're here having that buffet of experiences. I think you can probably take a little something from everyone and really kind of turn it into something bigger here.
And think part of coming back here and home is that, as I have said before, success breeds success. My student taught at Seneca with another System Park native, Kenneth Weber, and he was one of the ones to push that if kids are used to winning and they expect to win, that's going to happen. And so far here, it's been the same thing, whether it's on the volleyball court or in the classroom or even at contests. The kids have the drive and motivation to try to make sure people know who Cisna Park is. And that's just different here. But the other side of it is now we have the middle school chapter, and the middle school kids are way too active and excited to be a part of it, as much as Macy would agree. They are just very excited to be here and very excited to participate. But I will say, to piggyback off Macy's comment, Macy and a couple of the other FFA members have really done a good job of balancing, because we do have our upcoming FFA auction next Saturday, which may be a big day, but they have really busted their butt to make sure they are prepared for the auction and for anything that could be happening in volleyball. They do a good job of balancing and figuring out how to get it all done.
Well, let's bounce back over to Macy. Let's talk about this auction. What can folks expect? Is there any big items that folks can start looking at here to maybe make their bid whenever the 15th comes around?
Yeah, we actually have a silent auction too, so you can go there and like online and silent bid on it. But there's anything from like tire semi loads of rock to baked goods, which the baked goods will be, some parents do bring them in, and like grandparents, but then our foods class will also be making some for the auction as well. So just like a mixture of anything. There's like care baskets, literally like anything you could think about.
It's important to have just a great outpouring of support from businesses and local entities. Any of them that stand out to you that have went above and beyond?
I mean, my dad, he does Murdoch's. He did multiple gift certificates for there. And then he also did a semi-load of rock and just helps out any other way that's needed. But, like, all of the businesses around us have been good about helping us. Dairy Queen helps us. They do, like, lunches for our meeting sometimes. Luke's, they help us. They do food for our banquet. And then just, like, anywhere else around here does a lot, too. So
I'm glad that you brought up Dad, because the family aspect of this can't be lost on this. You know, FFA is truly a family organization, whether it's blood relatives or just a community sense of family here. And that's great that they're able to support you.
Yeah, it is.
Which, from the family part, there's actually a student in this same classroom right now, and he brought up my first few weeks here, and he said, Mrs. McClure, you were away, but now that you're back, you can really tell that once you leave Cisna, even if you come back, you're still a part of the community. So,
absolutely. Before we tie up with you folks, let's talk about the rest of the group here, the FFA chapter here, and other folks that maybe stand out here within the chapter.
I do know it's 62 junior high FFA members, only because we've been trying to get some voting done for their offices. The kids do a great job of balancing. We do fundraising. We actually have food science tomorrow. Last year, there was a group of kids, a freshman actually, who won the state livestock judging contest for non-reasons. And they actually are hitting up livestock judging tomorrow also. These kids just, they know their strengths and they try to go through and find ways to make sure that they can give back to the FFA chapter. Because even when I was in high school and we started the auction when I was a senior, we knew that we could do great things as an FFA chapter and be one of the strongest chapters in the state.
Very good. Well, I see everybody grabbing backpacks ready to go. I appreciate you guys spending some time with us. It's all been great. Josie Newcomb, Secretary, Macy Sin, the VP, and Jeff Clifton along with us as a co-advisor. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.
And Emily, always great catching up with you. We'll definitely catch up down the road again here. And please do let us know how the auction turns out.
Oh, absolutely we will. Thank you, Chad.
We've got more Farm Forward podcasts to come. Make sure that you check out our podcast section online at WITYradio.com and then click Farm Forward under the Farm tab. For the Farm Forward podcast, I'm Chad Baker.